Catholics might learn from one another. My name is John Corey, and I'll be reading an article that appeared in the May 2015 Friends Journal. When I was 8 years old, living in Atlantic City, New Jersey, grandmother took me to a large, undecorated room with no chairs, filled with long benches, for my first Quaker meeting. With very little instruction, except to sit quietly and think about God, not sure what or who that was, I found the silence unbearable. I wiggled and squirmed until grandmother poked me and told me to be still. Then, just before meeting ended, it hit me that none of the grown-ups that I can remember had said anything. Almost an hour. They never stopped talking. And here we were, in a big room together, kids and grown-ups, not saying anything. And I sensed the stillness that was more than silence settling over us. Kids and grown-ups, all living in a quiet space that left me inwardly energized. Amazing. It became the cornerstone of my Quaker faith. In 1978, when I was 47, driving home from a Catholic charismatic prayer meeting, I sensed the inner voice of love saying, "I want you to become a Catholic." I protested I was already a Quaker, didn't believe in the Virgin Mary, the Pope, and other Catholic core beliefs. But the voice persisted, and eventually I was baptized a Roman Catholic. Father Bedoin, my Norbertine mentor, said I might continue in Quaker meeting at Middletown Meeting in Delaware County on Sundays with the family and go to Mass on Saturday, a pattern I've followed roughly ever since. I was raised in a Hicksite Quaker family in Atlantic City and absorbed Quaker concerns for peace and justice at Quaker schools, Westtown, George School, and Haverford College, and later became a pacifist at an AFST summer camp in rural Mexico. That led to working for several years with David Ritchie in Philadelphia weekend work camp, participating in public demonstrations against racism, poverty, weapons of mass destruction, and most of the wars we've been in over the last 50 years. In short, I appreciate the liberal Quaker public witness and our form of worship. As I look back, what drew me to Catholicism was, first of all, the inner voice of love mentioned above. It wasn't about theology or liking the liturgy, but about following that inner voice which has taken me to places, marrying Betty, becoming a pacifist after leaving the army, becoming an elementary school teacher, etc., I never thought to go. I've had serious contact with other forms of religion, American Indian, Judaism, Buddhism, and Islamic Sufism. But since Quakerism and Catholicism are my two spiritual homes, I'll share reflections on what I think each might learn from the other. What Catholics might learn from Quakerism. Three things at least. First, to be led by the teachings of Jesus, especially the Sermon on the Mount, in their public lives. No one, Catholics included, is against utilizing the sermon and Paul's capsule formulation in 1 Corinthians 13 in private and interpersonal life. It's the public expression of love, being patient and kind for Paul, loving enemies for Jesus, that Catholics might learn from Quakers. They might educate their young to seriously consider becoming peacemakers rather than war supporters or war makers. They might follow their own teaching on peace provided by Pope John the 23rd, Pope Francis, and other popes, and the U.S. Bishop letter in 1986, which challenged the just war theory in a nuclear age in favor of the nonviolence favored by Gandhi, Dr. King, Dorothy Day. Catholics might also learn from Quakers more democratic ways of coming to decisions that affect the whole church. Catholics might adopt certain Quaker decision-making procedures, consensus and clearness committees, for example, to reform the entrenched bureaucracy, the curia, and the clergy-dominated local dioceses and parishes. Since many Catholics, including Pope Francis, recognize the need to involve laity, including women, more in the decision-making process, Quaker experience might be useful in pushing this along. Finally, Catholics who have a long history of valuing quiet prayer in monasteries and elsewhere might enjoy, and enjoyment is part of worship, the Quaker worship, where silence leads to stillness, and stillness often to spontaneous verbal ministry that builds up the whole body. Quaker prophetic ministry might enliven the liturgy of the Mass, which is still central to Catholic worship. What Quakers might learn, Catholicism. Despite the autocratic elements in Catholicism referred to above, almost all Catholics, conservatives, traditional, and progressive, Vatican II Catholics, as we often call ourselves, experience the Church as a mother, a nurturing presence who welcomes us, whatever our sins or shortcomings may be. Quakers I've been around don't dwell much on shortcomings and pretty much reject sin as a useful concept. When I'm in a Catholic church, I feel I can bring my whole self to God. I can grieve or even cry for things I've done wrong and for the sins I see around me in the world. If Quakerism is my righteous, prophetic, spiritual father, Catholicism is my spiritual mother, who loves me despite my personal shortcomings and times of emotional, spiritual confusion. Having Mary as a significant feminine figure in the Catholic tradition, as Carl Jung points out, softens Christianity's often strident masculine tone. While Jesus is clearly the center of Catholic worship, the Eucharist and the forgiveness of sin, and the teachings, for example, are all about Jesus, not Mary. I do value the feminine presence of the divine in Mary. Forgiveness, always from Jesus now, not Mary, is built into the ethos of Catholicism. That's something Quakers might learn from Catholicism, to allow for a wider range of emotional expression in private life and in a meeting for worship. Too much head at times, too little heart. Quakers might learn from Catholicism, another Christian faith community, to appreciate the essentials of biblical wisdom and Christian history and tradition, to dismiss these two resources because of one's experience with heavy-handed Bible-only believers or repressive church experience in childhood seems to me to not only cut ourselves off from other Christians, but limits our spiritual growth as part of an ongoing Judeo-Christian revelation, a revelation which Fox and early friends revived in their time. One reason I believe I was open to the Spirit-led charismatic movement in the Catholic Church was because I couldn't connect the lively worship experience of early friends with my own experience in meeting. Quakers might learn from Catholicism's respect for the Bible and their tradition to respect our own Christ-centered, or at least Jesus-influenced, tradition. We should have no fear that the Quaker Jesus, the Prince of Peace, will speak to us as an angry evangelist. In fact, our Quaker understanding of Jesus is one of the gifts we have to offer the rest of Christianity. Mentioning Jesus brings us to the third thing Quakers might learn from Catholicism, which is that worship is not only a time of personal meditation and reflection, but is a communal sacred event. Many Quakers, but perhaps not enough, experience Quaker meetings, as I did as a child, as a gathered meeting, a sacred event when we were visited by the power greater than ourselves, who can do more than we can ask or imagine. What others make an outer event, Eucharist or Last Supper, is for most Christians a moment of mercy when Jesus is present to the entire worshiping body. It's a time when Catholics not only learn about God, the sacrament of the Word, in scripture reading, sermons, prayers, but receive God's Spirit transformed in bread and wine into our bodies and souls, the Eucharist or Lord's Supper. I don't want to stress the difference here between Quakers and Catholic worship, because I know many Christian services have become lifeless and oppressive for many believers. But I do think Quakers might come to meeting, not just for reflection and meditation, but as a time for reflection and worship. A meeting for worship to welcome and honor God, to put ourselves in the presence of a loving God who wants to share God's love with each one of us and the whole meeting. John Fitz Corey is a longtime member of Middletown Monthly Meeting, Lima, PA, and feels like a member of Albuquerque Monthly Meeting during the 9 months of each year when he and his wife Betty live in Albuquerque. He is also a member of Pope John 23rd Catholic Community in Albuquerque and has a long association with the Norbertine border at Paoli, Pennsylvania, and Albuquerque, New Mexico.